Family dinner and dance. This family-friendly event will take place at the Linden Banquet Facility in Rantoul on Friday, May 4th, starting at 5 p.m. Families will enjoy food, music, a resource expo, raffles, dancing, live entertainment, and more. To RSVP, call 282-9852. Again, call 282-9852 or visit this station's community calendar for more information.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Ronnie Jackson will not be the next head of the VA. I'm Dave Anthony.
Doc Ronnie, we call him Admiral Ronnie. He's an admiral, highly respected, a real leader.
President Trump praising his White House doctor, who has now withdrawn from consideration to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
President Trump calling into Fox and Friends and expressing his disappointment.
These are all false accusations that were made. These are false. They're trying to destroy a man. By the way, I did say welcome to Washington, welcome to the swamp, welcome to the world of politics.
The allegations against Jackson included overprescribing drugs and excessive drinking. In a letter released this morning by the White House, Dr. Jackson wrote, "I did not expect to have to dignify baseless and anonymous attacks on my character and integrity." He continued, "These false allegations have become a distraction for this president." Dave?
Well, John, the president was on Fox for a half hour, and he gave himself an A-plus so far, saying he's accomplished
more than any president in the first year in our history. And everybody, Okay. Even the enemies and the haters admit that.
Now, the president also called the FBI director he fired, James Comey, a leaker and a liar, and he again said there was no collusion with Russia as the special counsel investigation continues.
I have decided that I won't be involved. I may change my mind at some point because what's going on is a disgrace.
A Senate committee will today vote on a bill to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller in case the president tries to fire him. Two of his fellow Republicans helped draft that legislation. The full Senate will vote today, expected to confirm CIA Director Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State, but most Democrats do not back him.
It should be embarrassing, but that's a high bar around Washington, D.C. these days.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn. The Senate's Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Pompeo lacks the experience and has the wrong values. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Bill Cosby's jury is about to get back to work in Pennsylvania, deliberating for a second day if he is guilty of sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
The jury began looking at the evidence late Wednesday morning and within 2 hours had asked for a legal definition of consent. After another couple of hours, they requested defense witness Margot Jackson's sworn statement. Late in the day, they wanted Jackson's testimony, as well as a reading of parts of Cosby's deposition, highlighted by prosecutors. Their work on this first day of deliberation stretched into the dinner hour, and seems to indicate the jury is searching for specifics that could put them that much closer to agreeing on a decision of guilt or innocence on the aggravated indecent assault charges Cosby faces for a second time. In Norristown, Pennsylvania, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Still no sign of John Williams in Maine. Police consider him armed, extremely dangerous, wanted for the murder of a sheriff's deputy early yesterday. He then stole the cruiser, robbed a convenience store, and fled. It took decades, but an old serial killer case in California may finally be solved. And the suspect, Joseph D'Angelo, is an ex-cop.
D'Angelo, now 72 years old, was taken into custody in Sacramento, where Scott Jones is the sheriff. He says a few days before they arrested him,
"We started some surveillance. We were able to get some discarded DNA, and we were able to confirm what we thought we already knew, that we had our man.
D'Angelo is accused of committing 50 rapes and 12 murders, among other crimes, across several California counties in the 70s and 80s. He reportedly was fired from the Auburn Police Department in 1979 after he was charged with shoplifting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fewer Americans needed unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims dropped to 209,000, the fewest since 1969. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A change of heart for the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says board members voted unanimously on Tuesday night to extend the nursing home management contract with SAC Management Services until the end of July. Last Thursday, the board's 10 Republican members had rejected an automatic renewal of the deal. The housing market in the area is taking a hit from rising mortgage rates. WCIA says the Champaign County Association of Realtors reports a total of 207 closed sales last month, which is down by more than 2% from March of last year. The median home sales price fell by nearly $5,000 from $151,400 to $146,500. University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones is hosting an event on May 22nd, updating community leaders on the university's short and long-term plans to accelerate the economic and cultural development of Champaign-Urbana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 178338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny today, high 65, low 45. Sunny tomorrow, high 66, low 39. Sunny Saturday, high 58, low 34. Sunny on Sunday with a high 63. Sunny Monday with a high 74.
On. What do I wear?
I love it.
What do I wear?
Well,
I'm used to layering up.
Aiden is definitely into the shorts,
yep.
And he keeps asking. Looks like Tuesday we're up towards 80,
wow.
79 for the high.
Right.
Wednesday's high at 77, but a chance of showers.
Okay.
Not a bad forecast. Temperatures currently at 45. ESPN 93.5.
Stand by. We're going to the White House. Honda BMW Champaign, Honda President's Award winner for 2017, standing by to get you in a vehicle. They got hundreds on the lot right now. The Beamer showroom, drop your spaghetti on it, crisscross applesauce, eat it off the floor. Honda President's Award for 2017 means their Honda side is top 10% in America. That's how good that dealership has become. If you've not been there recently, you've not been there, stop by, say hey to Ben Quattrone, and test drive that Civic or CRV or whatever you'd like Honda-wise, and you can enjoy, and they'll take care of you because they want you to be a customer for a very long time. Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. All right, it is 8:08, ladies and gentlemen. It is always a pleasure. There's only one person at this moment that I really have a theme for because he's so darn good. So every week we try and gather and call 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. For those that don't know, that is the White House. And there's so much going on this morning with Ronnie Jackson, who's pulled his nomination out for VA Secretary of the VA. And, of course, there's other stuff, and he's got his finger on the pulse. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, 101, John Decker live at the White House. Ronnie Jackson. Ronnie Jackson's out, John.
He's out. Yeah, out. This is the president's choice to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs, and a number of allegations being leveled at him, anonymous allegations being leveled at him concerning excessive drinking and inappropriate behavior. Ronnie Jackson said those accusations are baseless, they're false. But he didn't want to go through the process. It's a mean process, and he didn't want to be a distraction to the president. So he's removed his name from consideration for that nomination to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. It happened pretty quickly, I have to say. You know, the president nominated him a few weeks ago, and the real knock on him initially, Stevie, was the fact that he didn't have the experience to lead such a huge bureaucracy like the VA. But then these allegations came out, and as soon as those allegations came out, Republican senators on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee put a hold on his nomination, on his confirmation hearing, and it was just really a matter of time between before he withdrew his name from consideration.
Telling you what, you live in a tough town, man. I mean, it was anonymous.
Yeah,
how do you know stuff?
Tough.
I mean, how do you know it's even true? I mean, it really.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
I agree with you. If it's not true, you know, it's just terrible. I have to tell you, me personally, I just sort of the way I'm built, you know, my DNA. If someone made a false charge about me, I'd stay and fight. I'd stay and fight. Mm-hmm. I would you know, say, you can't do this to my reputation, my integrity. I'm fighting. And you bring out those people who've made those false accusations. And, you know, you can't just have someone anonymously say these things. So
okay.
That's just me.
Yeah,
yep.
Mike Pompeo looks like he's going to make it, huh?
He is. Mike Pompeo, absolutely, he's going to make that. He's going to be the next Secretary of State for President Trump, the former CIA director, well, still CIA director, but he's going to step up into the role of Secretary of State. He gets along really well with the president, really bright guy. You know, he served in the military, in the Army, went to West Point, Harvard Law School, and he has a lot of experience now as the CIA director, so I think he's perfect for this position.
Well, here we had the royal baby being born, and then when we had a state dinner, I felt that to be more pomp and circumstance than I ever realized. And here you see the flashbulbs going as they get out of the car, and boom, there's John Decker right on the rope.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that really.
I saw your picture. I said he stays there.
I'm everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, man, it's just like, how do you move from A to B?
I don't know. You know, I was very lucky. I was one of only two American journalists invited to President Macron's solo press conference, which he had last night.
So I
had the front row seat for that press conference.
I'm telling you what, man, the guy's star, man. Why do you think I wrote a theme? The star's on the rise, man.
Right. There you go.
I recognize talent.
There you go, Stevie. That's right.
I had Alan Dershowitz on a couple of days ago. I'm rerunning it. I'm telling you what, though. Here's a guy. It's kind of like Kanye. You better be careful how much you say that looks like you like Trump. Because in this age, don't wear that MAGA hat, man. You don't want any of this, man. Dershowitz speaks. He's a liberal. We probably never voted the same ever. But
I respect
the fact that he answers questions and is honest.
Well, he is. He's a man of integrity. I don't know if you know this about him, if you did a little research. But here's something which will blow your mind away. At least it blows my mind away as, you know, an attorney, as a licensed attorney. He was granted tenure at Harvard Law School at the age of 28, right? 28. That tells you how bright this guy is,
man,
at Harvard Law School. You know, there are law students there at Harvard Law School who are 28. This guy was granted tenure as a full professor at the age of 28.
It's unbelievable.
Which tells you how bright this guy is.
I would have definitely sat by my buddy Alan in class for sure.
That's right. Can I have your notes, Alan?
You're my guy. You and I are hanging out.
Yeah, you're my guy.
Can you be
in my study group?
Exactly right. Hey, one other thing I noted, that this is only the 14th state dinner for France. I was shocked that there wasn't more.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, you got to spread the wealth around. You can't have, you know, state dinners, you know, every year, every 4 years for France. You got to spread the wealth around.
Wow.
You got to have a state dinner for the UK and for Canada and Germany and other China, other allies. And so they got the first state dinner in the Trump administration.
That's pretty
nice honor.
Pretty cool. Okay. Anything coming on your plate that I ought to know about there, John Decker?
Let's see. Oh, it's Correspondents' Dinner Weekend. So watch me. I'm going to be at the head table. It's going to be really cool. I'm on the board of the WHCA, the White House Correspondents Association, so I sit at the head table. And so if you put on C-SPAN, I think they broadcast it. You can watch a little of the festivities this weekend.
And that's the president is coming, right?
It's on Saturday night.
Yeah, President Trump will be in attendance, correct?
I'm disappointed about that. No President Trump. Sarah Sanders is going to be there at the head table, so you can see Sarah Sanders.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Well, you bet it is. White House Correspondents Dinner. John Decker will be looking for you. C-SPAN will take their camera over to that. So that'll be fun because I think they just have one. But it's a good one. John, listen, appreciate always. Thank you so much live from the White House, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a great day. Good rest of the week. Great weekend. And we'll talk next week.
That's right. We will. Thank you, John Decker at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. ESPN 93.5. I thought President Trump was going this year. Okay.
It's kind of a roast, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, it's usually very funny because they're self-deprecating at those things, and it's funny to watch. And I thought he was going.
That's not Trump's scene.
Not really, and he's been to them a lot, and he gets pounded there and everything. You got to be able to smile and laugh a little bit at that stuff, and it would probably help him if he could do that. Just be self-deprecating a little bit.
Yeah.
People would love it. 8:16. I jump to our sports headlines now. ESPN 93.5.
Illinois beat EIU in softball yesterday, 31-15 on the season. 5-4 was the final yesterday. Maddie Dome with her ninth homer. St. Louis beat the New York Mets 9-1 yesterday. Another game in St. Louis this afternoon, and you'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5. Where we have your Redbird recap now.
John Rooney, the Cardinals last night used a lot of their youngsters and a lot of their speed, and Michael Walker was very, very good.
Well, the Cardinals were able to score three times in the third inning to erase a 1-0 deficit. The 0-2 pitch.
A line shot base hit to left field. That scores Walker. Coming around third, streaking for the plate to throw. It gets by the catcher, Lobatone. Bader scores. On down to second, Marcelo Zuna, who celebrates, driving in two with a base hit through the hole at short. And the Cardinals own a 3-1 lead in the third inning.
Four more runs in the fourth inning. Cold Wong was able to get on and score a couple of runs. In fact, Michael Walker had two sacrifices, and on a squeeze play, an RBI, he scored two runs on the night. The Cardinals picked up two more in the fifth on Jed Jerko's 100th career home run.
Jerko's a strikeout man, though, so they don't run it. Here's a long one into left field. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. That'll help. It's 9-1 on Jerko's first home run of the year, his 100th career home run. He touches them all.
It was Michael Walker for six. John Brebbia worked the last three, picked up his first major league save, and now the Cardinals go for a series win behind Carlos Martinez today.
It'll be fun. What a pitching matchup. They have Syndergaard on the mound, and Noah is 2-0. The Cardinal right-hander, Carlos Martinez, 2-1. We're on the air at 11:20. Cardinals even the series with a 9-1 win last night.
Cleveland over the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They're starting a series up tonight, 7:05 first pitch on US 105.9 as they take on the Brew Crew.
Yeah, Brewers are in first place by themselves. Uh-huh. Cubs are three back. Sounds like a four-game sweep to me. Cubs will climb into maybe first place if they sweep the... What are the Brewers? What are you doing? Who do you think you are? You'd have to beat the Cubs.
Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. Chicago White Sox 5-16 on the season. Worst start since 1950.
They won their first game of the year, remember?
Okay.
They're 1-0.
Well, they're on their way. Fly the arrow.
The White Sox are going to be pretty good if they just don't mess this up. They got a lot of young stars.
All right.
It's just going to.
They'll get the hang of it.
Kind of timing thing.
And maybe
here.
Starting tonight in Kansas City, 7:15. LeBron's buzzer beater definitely trending. It's so cool to see this shot of him with his arms wide open as he faces 41,000 fans in celebration with hitting that last three-pointer, 98-95. Cleveland wins over the Indiana Pacers, and the Cavaliers are up 3-2. Toronto's up 3-2 over Washington with their 108-98 win yesterday in the NBA playoffs. Also, Utah's up 3-2, but Oklahoma City won yesterday, 107-99. And the Rockets move on after beating Minnesota yesterday, 122-104.
Here's Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 65 with sunshine, 45 our low tonight, 66 the high tomorrow, wrapping up the week with the nice conditions down to around 40 on Friday night. Saturday up to 57, Sunday's high at 63, by Monday 74. Right now the temperature's at 46, ESPN 93.5.
Harvest Ale, Humble Hog, Old Orchard, Comfort Inn and Suites, Body Bronze. These are gift cards I have for unbelievable prices this morning. If you go to RadioRefunds.com, save money. Ooh, RadioRefunds.com. All right, 820, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a sign that business is improving. Orders for durable goods improved last month, up 2.6%. Durable goods are expensive things designed to last for years. There were more orders for commercial aircraft. There were 209,000 people filing for unemployment benefits in the last week, the number fewer than expected and down 24,000 from the prior week. Time Warner's earnings jumped more than 15% in the recent quarter. It was helped by new subscribers at HBO and the Turner channels. General Motors business was softer in the recent quarter, but Wall Street was expecting even weaker numbers. GM had expenses for restructuring in South Korea. It's been reworking factories in the U.S. to prepare for pickups to be launched this fall. And Ford says it will stop selling most cars in the U.S. to focus on SUVs and pickups. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
$50 off per hour.
Listed to do the work of hardworking men and women in East Central Illinois. There are more hard jobs on the way with Tapman's Towing, Spring Green, CarX, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and Champaign Public Works and Mobile Meter. Follow my Hardworking Man series brought to you by Spherion Staffing, weekday mornings at ESPNCU.com or on Facebook by searching ESPNCU or Stevie J-A-Y. Yeah, okay, so Mobile Meter, if I have to go be like a ticket guy, I am definitely wearing a fake nose and glasses.
Right.
And then Tapman's, I mean...
The parking people are hard-working people, though. They stay right on it. I ran out of the Arc with my Illinois Marathon volunteer bag because I thought I saw a meter maid, you know, approaching.
Excuse me. I see a lot of men. Don't be calling...
I'm sorry.
Don't call me Shirley, all right?
Well, I saw your son Nathaniel walking in to the Arc, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't visit. I've got to run and move my car.
No, so if I have to do that, it would be fake nose and glasses for sure because I don't want to be seen. And again, it's just following their job. They're supposed to take.
Exactly.
If your meter goes zero, then you get a little ticket. Okay, then the Tapman's Towing, don't I just put the hooky thing on the bumper or something?
You'd be surprised.
Put the hooky thing on the bumper.
How hard those guys work. I took a ride with them and the roadside assistance with the 70 semis zooming by, and you have to try to figure out how to put the jumper cables on, and they didn't pull over very far.
But you get to take Dad on a car ride. Oh, yeah, I'll be the dad.
Okay.
Oh, look at the corn coming up already.
So it's really a lot of roadside assistance on that.
I'll be ready to go. Tapman's Towing will be one of them. Spring Green, you said, watch out for the aerator?
Yes.
Okay.
It has a little kick.
Little kick on that.
Kicks off.
Yeah, that could be interesting. let's see. If interesting, I'm kind of counting them down here. I only got five more.
Okay, got it.
I'm getting tired. It's really fun. I really enjoy connecting. Loved going to Gulliford. Really love being with Betsy and Brad Parks at CMI. And then I don't even know what's a CarX. I'm going to change some oil, so I'll be doing some of that. I don't know what else. You know, when I say work, it has to be in quotes because I'm really not working because I'm not very good at anything.
It sure does give you appreciation for these.
It gives me appreciation of people that really work.
Yeah.
Versus talk. It's a different skill level.
Yes, it is.
And people say I could never talk. Well, I can't do what you do.
Right.
That's for darn sure.
Uh huh.
So I'm very thankful and blessed to have the life I have had because, man, I feel tired. Man, I kept looking for the break room.
I was talking to my brother Gary at Deuce Construction yesterday. We both gave blood, and I was saying, you know, does that take it out of you? Are you, like, sluggish the next day at all? But he is so fit from doing this work so hard.
Gary Deuce, he gets out in the concrete world and actually works. I could probably last, let's say you work 7 to 4. I think I could make it, seriously, and I'm not exaggerating, trying to be funny. I think I can make it till 8:15, and that's if I start jumping rope again, because there's no way. It's what he does all day is. Very few guys can do that smoothing out of the concrete and down on your hands and knees. Holy cow, my knee hurts already.
I know it.
Houlihan's Restaurant. I've been over to the iHotel. The Cozad Innovation was yesterday. It's over there. The iHotel is just kind of the, for me, it's kind of a focal point.
Yeah.
And I think it's appointed incredibly well. I went behind the scenes with Betsy Parks and see how the soap levels were, the laundry and dishwashing, all that stuff. Houlihan's Restaurant, and I enjoyed, frankly, walking through the kitchen, clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. So you'll feel good about the food coming out of Houlihan's.
Oh, and the presentation is so nice.
It's nice.
Feel classy when you go there.
But they got a beautiful back room area. The whole kitchen is really clean. I've been in kitchens. Houlihan's is really good. And that's all I'll say about that. I've seen kitchens not that good. Not that good. Houlihan's was beautiful. So the food coming out of Houlihan's is going to be fantastic because not only is it great, but it's, as Diane said, presented well. If you have a business lunch, go to Houlihan's. They're open for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Do a business breakfast early.
I don't know what it is about the place that you can hear each other better. I don't know whether it's the
acoustics,
way the booths are or what.
Yeah, you can. A nice. I like the steak wedge salad for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Houlihan's has the TVs, get together, have a party, enjoy. It's Houlihan's. Say hey to Sam, all part of the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant. At First Street and St. Mary's Road in Champaign. Okay, now coming up, let's see, today is the 26th. So a week after next, I'll have 3 days in a row. I'll be giving out family four-packs to the Illusionists coming to Champaign-Urbana State Farm Center Tuesday, May 15 for one show. The tickets are on sale now, $39 to $58. It's a sleeper show, meaning you probably don't know about the Illusionists. But it's going to be a wow kind of a program, and you'll be blown away by what they do, and you have no idea how they do it. One of those. 866-ILLINI-1. Buy tickets now. Go to ESPNCU.com. The Illusionists, a week after next, off 3 days in a row, will be giving out family four-packs.
It looks like there's a total of five magicians on this.
Yeah, and every darn one of them can do ridiculous stuff.
Boy, the lights and the confetti and all the different, you know, sets that they have. It really looks like a production on Tuesday, May 15th.
Okay, stand by. Alan Dershowitz tonight at the Folinger Auditorium at 7:30. I think he's an icon from the 20th century as far as law and commentary goes. Very liberal politically. He joins me next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson's dropped out of consideration as Veterans Affairs Secretary, citing what he calls false allegations of excessive drinking on duty and overprescribing drugs. President Trump tells Fox and Friends,
he would have done a great job.
The president was also asked about his attorney, Michael Cohen, planning to take the Fifth and not answer questions in a lawsuit against him by the porn star Stormy Daniels.
Because he's got other things. He's got businesses. And from what I understand, they're looking at his businesses. And I hope he's in great shape.
Cohen's under federal investigation. Besides international pressure, there may be another reason North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll stop nuclear weapons testing.
Chinese geologists saying it appears a mountain above the site where North Korea tests nuclear bombs has probably collapsed, making the site unsafe for further tests.
Fox's Simon Owen. Kim meets with South Korea's president on the border tomorrow. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Our local news now brought to you by country financial agent Jesse DeHaan. At 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. Call Jesse DeHaan. Call Jesse DeHaan. Call her for all your insurance needs. She's at 352-3466. Jesse DeHaan, 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man was arrested after allegedly crashing his truck into a tree in West Champaign. The News Gazette says 28-year-old Benjamin Tishmaya is facing multiple offenses. Authorities said evidence suggested a gun had been fired from inside the truck. Urbana has a new city administrator. It is the first time Urbana has had a city administrator since 2007. Mayor Diane Marlin said the job goes to Carol Mitten, who will start in June. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing a bus company that primarily services the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and other college students. The Chicago Tribune says Madigan is suing Suburban Express, alleging discriminatory practices and mistreatment of customers. She says Suburban Express told one international student to go back to your country and stay there. The company defended its actions on its Facebook page, mentioning service to hundreds of thousands of happy customers in its 35-year history. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Beautiful today through Wednesday. There's a chance of showers on Wednesday's forecast, but by then we're up to near 80. Right now we've got a temperature of 48, 68 our high, down to 44, 66 tomorrow, down to 39, 57 the high Saturday with sunshine, 63 on Sunday. Again, 48 now on ESPN 93.5.
Coming to Follinger tonight, 7:30, it's Alan Dershowitz, iconic for the 20th century, Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. I am a big fan.
I'm having fewer and fewer fans these days because people think that I'm supporting Donald Trump as president while I'm really only supporting his civil liberties and his basic due process rights.
You represent what I think we've lost, and that's a discussion. That's the civil way we can talk. You, Alan Dershowitz, I don't know if I regret, I probably never voted the same way in my life, but when they say you're coming up, I listen, I watch, because I believe you are calling as you see it.
Well, I'm certainly trying. I've been calling it the same way for 50 years, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, I made the same arguments when Bill Clinton was being impeached. I made the same arguments when they were yelling lock her up about Hillary Clinton. I make the same arguments today when they want to throw criminal charges at Comey, who I certainly don't agree with much of what he says. But I don't like the criminalization of political differences. When we use the weapon of criminalizing our political differences against targets who are political enemies, it's very dangerous, and it really can come back and bite us all. So I'm not there defending Donald Trump. I'm not his lawyer. I didn't vote for him. But I think that what they do with regard to Donald Trump, to his lawyer, to searches, to all the things that they've done could come back to be precedents against any one of us.
You have been called the top lawyer of last resort. My question to you, Mr. Dershowitz, is how do you decide how and when to say yes?
Well, as I get older, I say less, fewer and fewer times. But I need to have a case where I can feel passionately about it, where I think there's a substantial injustice, where I think I can make a difference. Those are the kind of criteria. I usually don't turn down capital death penalty cases because what's more important than life and death? And I generally don't turn down First Amendment cases because I think freedom of speech is the basic, most important function that our government can promote. I mean, if you can debate, if you can discuss, if you can argue, if you can dissent, then we have a free democracy. But if they take that away from us, it's really a very dangerous situation.
I wonder if we can get back to civility. I wonder if we can get back to having a discussion with people we disagree with versus violence, all kinds of screaming and yelling. It just doesn't seem to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the things that are most disturbing is that the most repression today goes on in college and university campuses, where the radical left just doesn't want to hear from centrists or conservatives. Every time I go to a university campus, there are protests. Every time a conservative or a religious Christian or a Zionist goes to a university campus, there are those who say, no, we don't want to listen to him. We've heard enough, and we know the truth, and we don't care about the other side of the issue.
Boy, I tell you what, it happens all the time, happens here, happens everywhere that I've seen, but I don't know how that stops. How does that come? And when you talk about it, the liberal nation looks up and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's why you said, I heard you say once, you're not getting invited to as many dinner parties as you used to.
Well, I actually lost now. It's about 8 pounds on what I call the Donald Trump diet because some of my liberal friends have stopped inviting me. And, you know, I have to tell you, conservatives just don't make as good dinners as liberals. So I have lost some weight. I'm hoping that will continue.
I hope we can figure this out, though, because it feels like a point of no return with the way we talk to each other.
Oh, no, it's worse than that because the students are our future. And if students are learning in classes and teachers are abusing all over the country, abusing the privilege of the classroom, particularly in required classes, by teaching students not how to think but what to think, propagandizing them. And one of the things they're saying today is you don't need free speech. We know we're right. Mm-hmm. We know the left is right and the center and the conservatives are wrong. So free speech is just another aspect of white privilege, they say. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to let you have your white privilege by speaking. They won't debate us. They won't engage us. They just want to shut us down.
Tonight at Folinger, 7:30, free and open to the public. You'll see and hear Alan Dershowitz. Number one, what happens to the Robert Mueller investigation?
I think it produces a report to Congress, but no charges against the president.
What happens with North Korea and the meeting?
Well, I think North Korea has gotten pressure both from the United States, perhaps from China and Russia, to stop the provocations, and maybe they won't do any further testing. They still are a nuclear power, and we have to learn that lesson when it comes to Iran. Iran can never, ever, under any circumstances, be allowed to obtain a nuclear arsenal.
And what happens with Michael Cohen?
I think he gets indicted, and nobody in the world knows at this point whether he'll flip. They have enormous pressures they can put on him. They can threaten him with life imprisonment. They can threaten his associates, his friends, his relatives. What prosecutors can do to get somebody to cooperate is just unbelievable if you've had experience. I've had cases where they've threatened to prosecute my client's young son, who was in his third year at Columbia Law School. Flynn's case, they went after his son. Michael Milken, they went after his brother. Jonathan Pollard, they went after his wife. So prosecutors have incredible leverage, so it's impossible to predict whether the leverage will work on Cohen or whether Cohen has anything that he can tell them that will be incriminating against the president. There's no evidence of that.
Couldn't there also be a presidential pardon for Cohen later?
There could be. Of course, if he's pardoned, he then has to testify because he loses his immunity. And he could also be prosecuted for state charges because the president can only pardon federally.
What happens with the Iranian deal?
I think the president doesn't tear it up, but he enforces it and makes sure that the Iranians understand the first part of the deal says Iran reaffirms that it will never, under any circumstances, seek to develop or acquire nuclear weapons. And if that's enforced to the hilt, then I think probably it should not be torn up.
What happens in the midterms?
I think the Democrats win in the House. I think the Senate's up for grabs.
Okay. And if I get the House Democratic, won't I see an impeachment?
No. I think they will learn from the mistake of the Republicans. The Republicans impeached President Clinton, and it backfired.
And finally, peace in the Middle East. We can only hope and pray.
We can hope not only and pray, but we can do something about it. And I think the Trump administration is doing something about it. I've been working closely with several of the people in the White House on that proposal, and I hope it will be one that can be accepted both by the Israelis and the Palestinians. I'm confident the Israelis will accept it. They accepted the two-state solution in 38, 48, 67, 92, 2008. Palestinians have never accepted it. And you can't get a state unless you negotiate and compromise.
It'd have been a lot easier if you hadn't spoken your mind, come out against Democrats and liberals and the Make America Great Again stuff. You could have just been quiet, but here you are. Now you're getting some flack and not getting those dinner parties. But, man,
right.
You are speaking what a lot of us think is common sense and right, and it's refreshing to have a guy that is liberal, that is principled to tell the truth.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to my appearances in the Midwest. I'm expecting some really interesting, good questions.
Well, you'll get them. And finally, I saw your birthday, and I don't believe it. I'm going to see. I don't believe
well, no,
it.
You know, Benjamin Netanyahu jumped the gun. I don't turn 80 until September 1st, but We're doing a collective birthday party for eight of us who grew up together in Brooklyn. We were all born in 1938, and so we're collectively celebrating our 80th birthday.
80's the new 60. Stay healthy.
I hope so.
Thank you for what you've done and what you're doing, Alan. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tonight at Folinger, 7:30, free and open to the public. You'll see and hear Alan Dershowitz, ESPN 93.5.
Cabaret is divinely.
Sports headlines at a quarter till Jeremy Warner show.
There you go. St. Louis Cardinals over the New York Mets 9-1 yesterday. We've got a day game today at 11:15. So after Jeremy wraps his show, then soon thereafter we'll have pregame coverage.
11:20.
As they face the New York Mets. Cleveland beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They've got an evening game to start the series against the Milwaukee Brewers. Just after 7, you'll hear the first pitch on U.S. 105.9. Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. Chicago White Sox 5-16 on the season, the worst start since 1950. I should stop saying that.
Hey, it's not their best start, but you just got to look at it. Jeremy Warner will know more, but
exactly.
I think the White Sox are Houston 4 years ago. I think
they got a building year.
They got some kids now. They've got some really, really good kids. They're just not ready.
Gotcha. Kansas City's who they'll play tonight, 7:15. EIU was defeated by our Illini 5-4 yesterday. Now on to the NBA playoffs, where we had Toronto over Washington 108-98. Raptors up 3-2. Rockets are moving on. Houston beat Minnesota yesterday, and they won that series 4-1. Oklahoma City beat Utah 107-99 to stay alive. Jazz still on top 3-2 in that series. In the NHL, we had Boston advancing, beating Toronto 7-4 yesterday. And in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Vegas Knights will take on the San Antonio Sharks. And then we have the Penguins and the Capitals playing this evening also. My finale of sports will be Cleveland over Indiana 98-95. Cavaliers on top of that series, 3-2. LeBron's buzzer beater, three-pointer. Mm. We have some comments from him after the game.
After the game, what did you say in the huddle, LeBron?
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. They had a foul to give. So I wanted to go quick so they couldn't give up that foul because we had no more timeouts. So I was able to turn and get to my spot. It's like deja vu from a regular season game we had versus Minnesota where I got a block on the other end and then a game winner. But that team never stops. And it's going to be even tougher on Friday.
What was it like when you hopped up on that table and embraced the fans here in Cleveland?
They know me. They know me. You know, out of my 15 years, I'll spend 11 here just trying to make plays, make these fans proud, make my teammates proud, and I was able to make another play.
You have a series lead for the very first time. You know how tough it is to win on the road in the playoffs. What will it take to close this thing out in Indianapolis?
We got to be mentally strong like we did tonight.
Yeah, it's just Indiana Pacers giving the Cavaliers all they want, but LeBron James, I mean, obviously, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, you're right.
848.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini mattress difference today.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike Matheny. I think there's a lot of pressure on John Mazzella.
I'm not going to say he's going to get fired, but now's the time where the pressure is on these guys. You made your moves. You've had time to kind of beef this up. You go make the move from Marcell Ozuna, but otherwise, I mean, the Cardinals have been aggressive. I don't want to say they haven't been, but now this is your roster. Now it's time to make the moves necessary to compete with the Cubs.
For all the latest analysis on the Cubs, White Sox, and Cardinals, tune into the Jeremy Warner Show on ESPN CU 93.5 from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
My buddy Tim Ewing, you guys at the St. Thomas Knights of Columbus and Philo. How are you, buddy?
Good.
All right, so you have actual tickets available for Sunday's game with the Cubs-Cardinals May 6th, right?
Yes, we do.
And how much are you selling those for?
$50, basically face value.
Okay, and those are, where are they sitting, do you know?
Section 267, which is the left field loge.
Yeah,
section.
Left field loge. If you want to go to the Cubs-Cardinals on May 6th at Sunday, you can, how do they get hold of you, Tim?
They can call 217-840-6884.
Got it.
Okay, my friend. Sell, sell, sell. $50 Cubs Cardinals Sunday. That'll be a sellout on May 6th down in St.
Louis.
All right, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
You bet. 851 ESPN 93.5. Again, that phone number
840-6884.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Keller Williams Realty and the Red Day Wish Project is asking for your help. On May 10th, all Keller Williams offices around the world and right here in Champaign-Urbana will close and go out into the community to renew, energize, and donate. They're looking for 1 to 3 homes whose owners need help. Maybe you know of someone whose home needs painting, landscaped, or a garage cleaned out. Go to this station's website and nominate yourself or someone and tell us why we should consider them. Projects will be selected the week of May 7th. Go to this station's website for more information.
It's me, your old AC. We need to talk, man. I am out of here. Trust me, it's not going to get much better. I need to be replaced. Call the experts and get a new air conditioner that will save up to 50% on energy bills. Go ahead, do it. I'll be right here. Whew.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, save up to $4,000 on a new home comfort system. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You know, was it Independence Day, mm-hmm. when the scientists underneath at Area 51 mm-hmm. or whatever said, we don't get out much. I don't get out much when it comes to weeknights because it's school nights and, you know, I just don't. I might be at the Alan Dershowitz thing tonight.
Yeah.
I think Nathaniel and I might run down to Folinger if we can get in. It's free, 7:30, and very liberal man, but I think he cuts right to it and speaks principally. And he's just really smart, and I like him. I like him a lot. And what he says, I tend to say, yeah, it's the way you ought to have discussions from the left and the right. You ought to have a conversation. You shouldn't be screaming, yelling, and hitting people that will have red caps to say, make America great again.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow and do this thing again.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane. We appreciate you. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next, 11:20 for the Cardinal pregame, 12:15 first pitch. Noah, one of the I'm one of the best pitchers in the world. Syndergaard against the Cardinals today, but we have Carlos Martinez. Cubs, time to school Milwaukee tonight on US 105.9. Enough is enough. Plus, the Cardinals are ahead of the Cubs this minute, so I'm rooting for Cubs to beat the Milwaukee Brewers because they're in first. Okay, see you tomorrow. Thank you. I'm very appreciative of you listening. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday. It's the Cardinal-Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs.